This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know. Pick up that telephone and let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Anything goes. What's on your mind today? Let us know. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Daryl sends us an email with the subject line, state land grab. Well, you talked all around the website. Where is it? I'm not into Facebook, and I want to comment on this. How do I do it? You said the site is not user-friendly. Help. You're right, it isn't. I actually called during the break the Industrial Commission and said, I understand you can comment online, and I'm looking, and I can't find it. There's all these links. And basically, the way you comment is either mailing them a comment or submitting it in an email. So you don't even need to mess with the website. I'll just give you the information. If you grab a pen, you can have it. I'll give it to you in a second here. So just grab a pen, and I'll give you the address and the email if you want to comment. You can find the same information on the North Dakota Industrial Commission website. So a question I would like to ask, though, based on what you just heard from the Farm Bureau, and I'll state an obvious thing here. That's one side of the argument. I mean, and we had the other side of the argument on the program. Wayne Stensham's been here. We probably should ask the governor to come on specifically on this issue. We've talked about other issues. I think I did ask him where it was at, and he said he wanted the comment period to play out before he rendered a decision. But we'll ask Governor Dalrymple to come and give his position on this as well. Possibly Doug Goring, although he's on the same side as the Farm Bureau on this one. And also Wayne Stensham was the attorney general who originally proposed this idea. But I have to tell you, there is an alliance here among energy producers and ag producers that this is a bad idea. And when that alliance happens, I tend to lean towards that side. I don't think we need more bureaucracy. I think Lynn Helms and his shop's doing a job. Right now, all these issues are decided at that level anyway. So I just don't think the ultimate gain is anywhere near enough. Enduring the pain that will naturally come from people who do not want energy development. They just don't want it. This isn't about protecting special places to them. This is about another tool to slow things down and shut things down. And, well, Wayne Stensham's heart's in the right place. He wants transparency, so the critics will be able to see a process that that ultimately, I guess, stands up a little more to any scrutiny. That's what he wants. But they'll use it in a way different than what he wants. That's the difficulty here. So I think they made a pretty powerful argument. Do you agree or do you disagree? Let us know what you think. That's just one topic we can tackle today. I was at a meeting yesterday of actually it was called a Western Conversation of the oil and gas producing counties. And it was fascinating. Oil patch cities, oil patch counties, schools, discussion about roads. And the headline, and it's written about in all the papers today, the headline is essentially, the formula doesn't work. The number they use in McKenzie County is $1.2 billion is what McKenzie County sends in the way of oil and gas revenue. $1.2 billion in revenue that goes from McKenzie County to the state coffers, and $80 million comes back out of that. They're just saying it's not enough to keep up. So their argument is the formula is wrong. Now, more than $80 million comes back into McKenzie County because there's roads and there's all kinds of other things. But as far as that portion of the tax, that's I think, where they get the $80 million. But I think everybody agrees, I think, the formula, given the amount of needs there right now, is not adequate. So you need to figure something else out. What is that? Let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about solutions there and how you do that. And, you know, one idea I have just off the cuff. I was passing a note back and forth to folks I was sitting with when I was hearing this debate. Why doesn't the Bank of North Dakota, in other words, this last legislative session, the legislature stepped up in a big way on providing for infrastructure needs, as an example, in the oil patch, right? And future sessions are going to do the same thing. They're going to recognize the needs out there, and they're going to fund it. But because there's a sunset clause that just comes with a lot of different pieces of legislation, it's tough for these cities and counties to bond because the bonding agencies go, we don't know if that's going to last or not. But we know in all practicality those dollars are going to flow there for the needs. So how about taking the Bank of North Dakota and doing like a 0.5% loan or something very reasonable, because they can do that. That's why we have a state-owned bank. Fund the immediate needs So these folks don't have to go on take on more debt at a much higher interest rate, and then the ultimate source will be the legislature. Under some form of the current formula mechanism. I mean, I guess if I'm the city or the county, I just say, well, just, I don't want to send it to you in the first place. But, you know, under the current process, that would be seem to me be one way to do it. Why do we have a state-owned bank? What's the original purpose and intent of it? One idea. Later this hour, Kelly Schmidt's going to join us, North Dakota State Treasurer. She has some work she promised she was going to forward to us, and it's done, I guess, that identifies all the rainy day funds, all the special funds in North Dakota, how much is in them, what their uses are for, and how we invest them. We're going to talk with her about that coming up. Let's get to the phones here. Henry's on the road near Aberdeen, South Dakota. Henry, what's on your mind today?
Well, you were talking about CAFE standards yesterday, and you know, basically what it's going to do is it's going to squeeze all the owner-operators out of business. But that's not the reason that they're doing it. It's basically to pacify the union people that have lost so much of their power.
I want to know what you mean by that, but first of all, Todd thought you were talking about pie when you say cafe standards. He thought you were talking about
cafe standards. Oh, God, I know what that is.
No apple pie today.
No,
K-Fire cafe standards and cafe standards are two
anyway,
different things. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We are, Henry. I just wanted to explain I'm good joking. I knew Todd knew what it was, but for folks that don't know, cafe standards are not where the best pie or burger is. It's actually corporate average fuel economy. Okay. And what Henry here is talking about is a proposal that President Obama made this week to mandate. That's because they can't get it through Congress. See, so they just ram it down your throat. Mandate new standards for semis. And so I just wanted to first explain that. What happens if they get their way in your view, Henry?
Well, it's basically the unions will regain their power because of the fact that they've been just gradually losing all their membership over the years, and boiled down to liberal thinking so that Democrats can keep the money flowing into their elections.
Well, first of all, two things here. One, I think it's liberal thinking because to me, anybody that buys a truck, owns a truck, wants a truck that gets better gas mileage, the idea of mandating it, however, is all you do is, it costs more and it disrupts the economic theory of basic common sense. But help me understand what you mean by the unions wanting it. Why would the unions want tougher cafe standards on semis? How do they benefit from that?
Well, then they'll get all the business back, and they can set the rates for what they want. You know, you won't have no little guys out there to pick up the slack. That's what's
You're saying that the unions wouldn't mind the trucks cost more because then the big boys have to play and it'll squeeze the little guys.
That's right.
All right, I got you, Henry. Well, it's bad. There's no question about it. Appreciate you listening and calling. Isaac's up at Powers Lake, listening on KTGO 1090, our oil patch affiliate. Hello, Isaac. What's on your mind? Isaac, are you there? Last chance for Isaac. Are you there, Isaac? All right, put him on hold and see if you can hear him. Shane, I can't. Karen in North Fargo, listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind?
Well, when I heard you say at the beginning of your show this morning, take something like a 1% loan from Bank of North Dakota and help Western North Dakota, that sounded way too logical and made too much sense for the government to do that.
Well, I don't know. I'm just as easy from the cheap seats here as a radio talk show. So I'm just throwing out an idea because everybody agrees there's more needs than there are money in these oil patch impacted communities, right? There's more needs than there is dollars. And, so at least under the current formula. And what we're all trying to do is get ahead of this, and it's happening. It just isn't happening fast enough. I mean, if you look at the dollars that they have, and so, for instance, Williston's bond rating has dropped because their debt has gone up so much. So they just have to figure out a way to do that. That shouldn't happen. Not with the economy the way it's going. Their bond rating shouldn't go down, but it is. So then my, I've effectively described the pain. Now to me, let's do the, let's go from the pain points here to solutions. And I just threw out one solution. Others say just change the formula. We'll change it to what? How do we do it? What's the correct share? And in my view, the immediate need is roads, schools, you know, things these cities and counties need to do because of the enormous amount of growth that's happening and traffic that's happening. Get in the bucks, get the projects on the drawing board, get them lit up, get them authorized. The funding will ultimately be there, I believe, from the state to the cities and the counties. So it's a matter of just financing it in a smart way. So that's just one idea, but I appreciate the compliment, Karen. Thank you. Dan and Lignite, when we come back, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to sponsor a two-day grain marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your grain trading skills and learn more about trading grain in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held on March 19th and 20th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trade Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted NDSU professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson. Seating is limited and registration will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or log on to ndsoybean.org for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, February 17th, 2014, gold opened at $13.2630. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.7433, $6.8716 for a quarter ounce, or $3.4358 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.7433, $6.8716, and $3.4358.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This is What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. We want to know, folks, what's on your mind. So give us a buzz. All right, Dan in Lignite, North Dakota. I have relatives in Lignite, so I love going to Lignite on the phones. So what's on your mind? Dan, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Dan? It's been about 25 years.
Have you really? Do you live in Lignite?
Yes, I do. I have no idea what this guy was talking about with the engine, but I imagine he took up the title. Like, give me companies want higher fuel costs or any of this stuff. But if an engine manufacturer could come up with something that got better mileage, that is the game out here. It is fuel mileage. especially with these over-the-road trucks. And a few years ago, the emissions got so tight that Caterpillar engines ceased offering engines in over-the-road trucks. They've just now started to do it in their own brand of trucks again. But the argument that somehow they can pass a law, these trucks are going to get better fuel economy. It's just ridiculous. They're doing better than everybody.
Yeah, I don't have the best connection with you, Dan, so I don't know that I got everything that you said, but I think you're saying that the mandating it as fixing it or a law to do it fixing it is ridiculous. Is it your position that ultimately when semis can be more fuel efficient, the motivation obviously for the companies would be to do it, to build them that way?
If there was an engine manufacturer that came out with a better product, everybody would buy it. You can't just wave a magic wand and get 80. Well, you can't reduce the weight. Trucks have to haul 80,000 pounds. You know, it's not like you're going to light the trucks up, get better fuel economy. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, what was really disturbing to me, I set aside the stupidity of thinking you can mandate this without any economic impacts, right? Because that's pretty obvious. But Congress has debated all this. Right, I mean, you elect members of Congress to go there and weigh in on these issues, and because the president did not get his way, now he's mandating this by executive order. And
we're living in an autocracy. I don't pay any attention to what Congress is going to do. They have no effect anyhow. But I'm just saying, in real life, the idea that you could just wave a magic wand and trucks are going to start getting better economy, there's no way to do it. You can't reduce their weight. You know, you can make them slower, I guess, but they're getting the best fuel economy that they have in years, and there's really no way that he can promise this, but it's not achievable.
Yeah, good points.
It's been depressing.
Good points, Dan. Really appreciate your comment today, and if you see Kenny Berger on Lignite, you say hi. That's my wife's uncle, okay? he's doing amazing. Doing absolutely amazing. Just celebrated a birthday that was number, 90, I think? Yeah. He is great. So appreciate that, Dan. We don't have the best connection with you. I apologize. 800-228-0550. All right. Do we have the pens ready to go here? I promised the earlier emailer that I would give the information on how you comment on the, I don't know what to call this anymore. It started at special places. Some have called it extraordinary places. Guidelines and now it's areas of interest, but I think you know what we're talking about, the proposal before the Industrial Commission. And our question is, should they proceed with fixing the special places of interest proposal or scrap it altogether? North Dakota Farm Bureau joining us last hour saying it's nothing short of a taking of private land. Who is right? And the comment period ends on this Tuesday for whatever side you're on. If you commented before the recent changes, your comments were tossed out. So put those in again. And here's how comments can come to the Industrial Commission. You can mail them to the North Dakota Industrial Commission, Attention Executive Director, State Capitol, 14th floor, 600 East Boulevard Avenue, Department 405, Bismarck, North Dakota, 458505. All right? If you just want to go the old-fashioned snail mail, that's the way to go. I'll give it to you again in just a moment. Or the email address is NDIC for North Dakota Industrial Commission, NDICinfo@nd.gov. So it's NDICinfo@nd.gov. North Dakota Industrial Commission info@nd.gov, G-O-V. Okay? And again, the address, North Dakota Industrial Commission, State Capitol, 14th floor, 600 East Boulevard Avenue, Department 405, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58505. You know how we take comments on the program? You just call. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just call? Yeah, call Joe at the Industrial Commission and tell him what you think of this, and here's the number. Why did government make it so difficult to comment on things? Might it be by design to try and wave you off? I don't know. I hope not. But it should be easier. It really ought to be. You ought to be, just call Sally and tell her what you think. She's going to jot it down for you. You know, in our case, if you've got a comment, you call, just like Ken in Watford City is about to do. You're listening on KCJB at 9:10 a.m. out there in the oil patch. You just called the phone. It was easy. Or you can call us 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Press 1. In fact, we'll provide this public service. If you want to comment on the special places thing, just call 855-200-1776. Press 1. Leave a message, and we'll transcribe it, email it in for you. Just because it ought to be easier than it is. My gosh. Ken, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? You're next.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you?
Excellent. Better now that you called.
Oh, good. Hey, I'm really fortunate. I work for a good company that pays good wages, and they pay overtime with benefits and all that kind of stuff. But that wasn't the case when I first got here. Like a lot of people in North Dakota, you know, I found a truck driving job on Craigslist. What I wanted to comment on is a lot of these companies will advertise that, you know, that they pay straight time with no overtime. And there was a big write-up on Craigslist about that, concerning that some of these companies don't have to pay overtime because they do trucking business out of state. And it's really misleading to a lot of people, and I've heard a lot of comments from guys that I know and some that I've worked with who've worked with other companies that, you know, that there's really no clear explanation as to a new driver when he gets here about what the law is. So maybe other people can open this up for debate. But my understanding is that if you're working for a trucking company that does business exclusively in North Dakota, that they do have to pay overtime after 40 hours. And, you know, I think that a lot of guys have gotten cheated. And so anyway, you know, I'm not an expert in the law. I certainly don't. And like I said, I'm fortunate to work with a company that pays really well. But maybe some other people would like to comment on that.
Sure. All right. How long have you been out here working on the
I've been out here for about 6 months now. I came here in the end of September.
Got it. And you see it as a good thing? Overall positive, what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but, you know, like I said, some of these companies are less credible than others. Some want to advertise that they pay $10.99, and a lot of these drivers have gotten shafted because when they get their tax bill, they end up finding out that they're working for, like, $10 an hour. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy. It's kind of a small circle of people, but, it, you know, it does have a great impact on them, especially if some of these guys are coming from as far away as California.
Yeah, now the trick is getting your families here, right, and having affordable housing options so families can move here. I think that's the next tranche, and it's coming. I saw some beautiful developments in Watford City that are under works when I was there on Tuesday, and you know, get the building costs down, look at the roads built, and get families and communities built. Ken, appreciate the call. More coming up. Kelly Schmidt, State Treasurer, when we return.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's Best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. We ask the question every day in the name of the show because we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Email from Justin says, Scott, if you could do me a favor, whenever your callers are done talking about the oil field in the Bakken, whether it be good or bad, ask them how long they've been working or living here. I drive truck out here, born and raised West River, North Dakota. It is really frustrating to hear all the negative comments about all the opportunities out here in Western North Dakota. I don't try to tell people how to do their jobs in Fargo, and the favor should be returned. Unless they've been out here and have seen firsthand what's going on, I don't think they have much room to talk. I can understand how people get frustrated with trucks, but when I drive slow, 25 to 35 miles an hour on gravel roads, and the locals pass me, all their complaints about dust go right out the window. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. All right. Great show. Enjoy it every day. Thanks, Justin. Justin, appreciate the call. And I also appreciate the suggestion. I did ask that last caller how long he'd been here, 6 months, and also asked what he thought of it. And he was pretty positive, although obviously gave us a tip on some other issues to be concerned about. But I appreciate the feedback any way we get it. Facebook, picking up the phone, or sending us an email. All right, let's get Greg and Glenfield in here, and then we're going to chat with State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt today about an extraordinary effort by the State Treasurer Department to bring some transparency to the amount of funds that we have in North Dakota. But first, Glenn, in Glenfield. Go ahead, Greg, you're on What's on Your Mind.
I was just going to try and expand on that fella from League Night. What he was saying was that a few years ago they were trying to get trucks to run cleaner. And Caterpillar, they just couldn't do it, so they quit. So you can't buy a new truck with a cap. And Cummins, they managed to pull it off, but if you have one of those motors, there's a good chance it's going to be sitting in the shop because they just don't work very well. And I'm afraid we're going to get a second helping of this.
Yeah, very interesting. In other words, just works good in theory, some academic circles, some committee hearing room, but when you actually put it on the real world, it doesn't work and causes more headaches. I hear you. What I was having trouble understanding is how he thought the unions benefited from the CAFE standards. That's where I was trying to get to, but I certainly hear your point, Greg, and appreciate your call. North Dakota State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt is here. Hello, Kelly.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today on the program. Nice to see you at the Western Conversation yesterday for the oil and gas producing counties. And
good stuff.
Yeah, it was very interesting, very informative. I want to talk about that in a little bit, but let's start with this extraordinary effort that the State Treasurer's Office has undertaken to bring some transparency to the amount of government funds out there. How many state government funds are there in North Dakota?
Well, if you look at our daily fund balance, we have about 400 funds or 400 accounts in state government. So when we were discerning which ones to include and which ones not to include in what's on our website, a lot of it came down to, is it an operating account or is it a checkbook for a state agency? So we didn't really include those, but we really looked at what balances are and what we thought would be important for people to know and funds that they would relate to. And so we went through and we found, you know, you can go out to the website at ndgov/ndtreas. And you will see a link for government funds, and you'll find a whole bunch of funds there that you can click on. It will give you a description of what the fund is, the balance of the fund as of the first of the year, and it will also give you a description of who's responsible for that fund and a link to take you to the next place. So there's an opportunity to ask more questions and get into a deeper level. There's also an opportunity to drop us a note if there's a fund that you're not familiar with. Or in government, we find, Scott, there's so many funds that are the same fund, but they're called so many different names that people don't realize that the fund they're looking for is there. But drop us an email. Give us a phone call. We'll be happy to do some research and make some additions.
Now, would these be fairly called operating funds, and how many are we focusing on? Because you say there's 400. Some are checkbooks, and then that's just, in other words, money in, money out, not necessarily ones that have special rules or provisions that are put forward by the legislature. How many of these funds are on the website that you have the information on?
I believe we have nearly 40. So there's quite a few of them out there, and most of them are funds that have a significant balance to them, or even some funds which people might not even know that are out there. And some are, as you've talked about, oil revenue earlier. Some of them are fed by oil revenue. Some of them are fed by fees. Some are a portion of the general fund. The revenue source comes from many different places. And so that will give people an opportunity to take a look and see where their money is being used and just take it to that next level.
How are the funds invested? We've had calls from folks specifically saying, do you realize how much of North Dakota's money is sitting in a Morgan Stanley fund that goes to all kinds of places around the globe that have nothing to do with North Dakota? Do we have some transparency on how the funds are invested?
We do, and it depends on the fund. A lot of funds that my office is responsible for, those may be commingled with the general fund. In other words, we're required by law to put them in the Bank of North Dakota and gain interest through CD investments. There are several funds that we can invest them relating to the law, which is Chapter 21, which is the prudent investor rule, which gives us the opportunity to invest those in with money managers, as you were mentioning earlier. There are rules and there are requirements and there are fiduciary responsibilities that those of us that serve on the State Investment Board or the Land Board, the PERS Board, the Public Employees Pension Board, all those different roles and fiduciary roles, we have rules that we have to follow as it relates to investing.
Yeah, and let's talk about this a minute, because obviously, you know, anytime you have investment, you want to, you know, spread your risk around a little bit, right?
Certainly.
But the premise of this call from this listener, we've had it a couple times, saying, I challenge you to find out where North Dakota's investing its money, and it's in a lot of places that it shouldn't be, given that North Dakota's a pretty good bet right now. Just in general, you know, given the fact that we are a pretty good bet, but also understanding you've got to spread your risk around a little bit, do you think we invest too much of North Dakota taxpayer money in places outside of North Dakota?
Well, I think for me, when I make decisions relating to, let's say, my role on the State Investment Board, where we manage and we invest over $5 billion, when I make those decisions, I look at what is our risk? How does it fit into the asset allocation that we have worked on? In other words, we've identified the buckets that we're going to invest these dollars in, and how does it fit into those buckets, and does it fit with the overall investment? It's no different than when you're investing your 401k or your retirement savings. You want to make sure that you have everything diversified, so if something goes south or the company that you work with, you know, has some challenges and their stock prices go down, that you're not completely invested in your own company, that you're going to lose your retirement assets. So it's always about looking at what's in the best interest of the overall fund, doing our due diligence to make sure that we've dotted our I's and crossed the T's, asked the tough questions, brought folks in. We have a lot of consultants that we work with, and we pay those consultants to do a lot of digging for us to help us discern what is the best options. We mitigate risk. We mitigate fees. My big thing is, you know, we've got all these different funds in government, and if we're going to be investing them outside of the state of North Dakota, then we want to get the best bang for our buck, because this money belongs to North Dakota. It doesn't belong to the Land Board or to the State Investment Board or to the Teachers Fund. It belongs to North Dakotans, and we want to get the best bang for our buck when it comes to the fees that we're paying from that purview. And honestly, Scott, when I make those decisions, the decisions I make is I sit back and think, okay, would I put Chuck and Kelly Schmidt's money into this fund? And if I can't say honestly no, I can't, then I'm voting no. And that's how I discern.
You know, this may be overly simplified, but you know, it would seem to me that some of the money we've got with Morgan Stanley, we ought to have invested in North Dakota. For example, the stories we heard yesterday from some of these oil and gas producing counties, they're having to go out and borrow loads of money. Williston had their bond rating downgraded like 3 times because of the additional debt they're taking on, because there are not enough sources of revenue for what they need to build just in the way of keeping up with their streets and adding infrastructure, as an example. Well, wouldn't it be a much better bet for some of the North Dakota taxpayer money that's now sitting in a Morgan Stanley fund to be able to go bond, for instance, Williston, rather than have go to some larger market, or just have the Bank of North Dakota say, how about a 1% deal? Because ultimately we know the legislature is going to participate to the degree they have so far in the future, and some would suggest it needs to be more, separate debate. Why not use these dollars for that?
Well, and there was a lot of discussion about that, and I answered this question yesterday. As it comes from a fiduciary responsibility and how I look at the management of these funds and how I believe we should invest them, and remind you, I'm just one vote. But let's look at the legacy fund. Every dollar that comes into the legacy fund is coming from oil revenue. Do we want to turn around and invest those same dollars where we're getting our revenue from? So just like I said, if things start not going so well in western North Dakota, not only are we going to see a reduction in the return rates that we're getting, but we're going to see a reduction in the revenue. And I equate it to Enron. Everyone had their investments of their retirement plan invested in the company that was giving them their paycheck and providing their pension. And when that company went belly up, they had nothing. And so I think it's really important that we have the conversation, but we always have to maintain our due diligence and our fiduciary responsibility. It may sound good, but when you put all the numbers together and you look at the risk, that's what we have to look at, is the risk.
Now, Stella, here's a question just overall on these funds. Are there funds available? I mean, in other words, one example is, a lot of these funds could be fairly called rainy day funds, right?
Sure.
And, budget stabilization funds, one just providing for the what-ifs, okay? That's great. Some people in the oil patch would say, the rainy day's here. You know, we need this now to get ahead of this. I mean, are there, in your view, some of these sources of dollars in these funds that could be used for the rainy day that currently is the Bakken boom?
Well, I think the legislators are going to have to discern how much they want to save and how much they want to spend. And as you know from yesterday also, there's a lot of discussion about the formula. And I really believe that right now the formula is probably the best way for us to manage some of the challenges out there. And I liked an idea that came up after you left, Scotty, is an opportunity that there's a trigger in here in the formula that says, okay, if we see so much percentage up in what's happening in a certain county, or we see so many rigs increase, that it would trigger something that would get more money out to that county or that area that's seeing that increase. So we're not waiting another 2 years to get some dollars down the path, but we're having an opportunity to say, okay, they hit it, let's get it out there. So we're keeping up with it instead of wait and seeing.
I want a couple of examples of the funds and what's in them and how they're used right now that might be possible for the legislature to tweak to be able to tackle some of these challenges when we come back. Just a couple of examples of what folks will find when they check out this link, which we will, by the way, put on our Facebook page as well. And Kelly told you where you could find it as well. We'll give you that web address again. Following the money in North Dakota state government. No easy task, but a bit easier today thanks to the recent work by Kelly and her staff. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannum. This is What's on Your Mind. Final segment for the Friday edition of the program. Tomorrow we're live from Tioga. Lots of What's on Your Mind open phone time tomorrow. And we'll also talk with Kelvin Hullett of the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation Group that is launching a campaign opposing quite a land grab, I would add. The group has been launched this morning, and they'll join us tomorrow to talk about it. Kelvin, of course, is also the president of the Bismarck-Mandan Chamber. So we look forward to that conversation as well on the program. I want to tell you about Apache sprayers quickly here, and specifically my friends at High Plains Apache with Frontier locations. Frontier be south of Fargo on I-29 and Mandan, two locations for you to choose from. And these Apache sprayers, you know what? No longer do growers have to worry about complex, clunky, costly sprayers because these 2014 crop of Apache sprayers are rugged, dependable, patented technology, world-leading innovations for the modern-day grower that's a mind-blower. It's rare that you can find this kind of just dependability. It really is. You got the legendary Apache mechanical drive, linchpin of the dependability and the profitability, because the owners, and we talked to them, they don't worry about costly repairs or complicated routine maintenance. They know how a lost cost of ownership and high resale value leads to maximum return on investment. They figured out that utilizing Apache's state-of-the-art field computer options by Raven and Trimble mean less time in the field and more time with the family. What's not to love? And, I mean, that five-year warranty and the lowest total cost of ownership of any self-propelled sprayer on the market makes this, a no-brainer. They also have the extended second-year bumper-to-bumper warranty on all the 2014s, too. So they've got the 750-gallon, the 1,000-gallon, the 1,200-gallon. If you want to check out the specs and the description of all these, HighPlainsApache.com, HighPlainsApache.com. Call them in Frontier, 297-6464, in Mandan, 663-2375, or the coffee's on. Just stop by and see them in Frontier or Mandan. At High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Back with Kelly Schmidt, North Dakota State Treasurer, with us today on the program. Give me an example of something you think maybe the average North Dakotan has no idea of, a particular fund, how it's used, how much money is in it right now, that they're going to find if they check out these 40 funds on your website, Kelly.
Well, I think one of them would be the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. That's a fund that collects 10% of oil extraction. It is used to be deposited. It's 10% of oil extraction is deposited every month, and that fund is nearly $400 million. And that was something that came up in the discussion yesterday about maybe there's an opportunity to put a cap on that and divert some of those dollars into Western North Dakota. There are some pools of dollars, and the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund is a constitutional fund, so it really would require public participation and a vote of the people to be able to make a change to that. So those are some things that have to be thought about. Back in 1994, when the fund was established, life was a little different in North Dakota. So there are opportunities to bring those kind of funds to the discussion. As you mentioned earlier, you know, something to think about relating to oil and gas and trying to get some additional dollars out west. As you know, the Legacy Fund receives 30% of the oil, gas production tax, and we put that in there every month. But what a lot of people don't know is, as it trickles through the formula, there's another fund called SIF, or the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund. And when that fund caps at $300 million, we turn around and we bring it back into the Legacy Fund. And last biennium, we added nearly $150 million in additional dollars into the Legacy Fund. Now, that could be discussed of, okay, right now when things are so challenging, maybe that's $150 million we could push out to Western North Dakota, and instead of rerouting it back into the Legacy Fund, because we are seeing record deposits into that fund today.
So a couple of the quick questions. Couple of the quick questions I want to ask you before we have 2 minutes left here. But one is on schools. Minot, there was a debate from the opposition folks on the school bond up there for the upgrades in schools in Minot, which failed, and so they're back at the drawing board. And some folks said, "Hey, use the land grant. Use the funds that are already set up to help the schools. Is that possible?"
Well, the Common School Trust Fund is more of a federal fund in the sense that the federal government's established it. So we're held under different rules as it relates to how those dollars are spent. There is an opportunity for oil-producing counties to go to and use their production tax to offset some payments for their bonds. And that was made available this last legislative session. But first, they have to go to a vote of the people in order to be able to approve those expenditures.
Got it. The other question I want to ask you is a story on the Say Anything blog here about how the inaccurate revenue forecast make sound policy choices a bit difficult. What's going on there with the accuracy of revenue forecasts?
And, you know, I wish I could answer that question. I'm not at the table when we have those conversations, so that is not something that I'm involved in, nor in my office. So I can't respond to that.
All right. Do you agree with that, though, that they're not as accurate as they should be?
I do agree. We seem to be having a real disparity from where we are to where we forecast.
Well, folks, following the money in North Dakota state government is a lot easier today than it was yesterday. It still takes some work, and to be able to go to this website now, which is again what?
ndtreas or ndtreas. And Scott, like I mentioned, if you see a fund that you're things should be on there, drop us an email, give us a call. If you need more explanation, if we can provide some more transparency to this process, that's what we're there for.
And we've linked to it.
Phone.
Yeah, we've linked it to it on our Facebook page as well. The email address is right there when you get to the link. But there is A to Z, literally, all of them right there, about 40 out of the 400 that exists that have the most amount of money and probably the most amount of need for some transparency. So check those out. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Remember, you can call us 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a comment or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. God bless you. Bye-bye.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.